indeed. It is the last call to the last mall in Hartley. It's been here on Wednesdays. Luckily, we were able to move things up to the second hour, but hopefully in future. Coming up Friday, Hartley will be co-hosting Roger Stone, one of the senior advisors to Donald Trump. So, Hartley, just before we get started, we had a call over from the first hour. Paula had a quick question. We'll just give her a minute or two. And off air, she can call me after the show or leave a message at 888-212-8871 or drop an email. Paula, what was your question?
Okay. I'm being totally serious about this. Why wouldn't I be? I'm actually trying to find out what one can do, activities, mentality, diet, nutritional supplements, whatever. What can you do to reduce your need for sleep? If you think you sleep for too long, if you're sleeping for 10 hours a night, for 9 hours a night, 8 hours a night, and you decide, I've got so much to do, I can only afford to sleep for 6 hours a night, what can you do to reduce your sleep, to reduce your need, your body's request for sleep?
Oh, well, first off, most of the time your body sleeps as much as it needs to repair the damage of the day. The problem is sleep architecture is the key. If people don't have enough stage 4 sleep or REM operative movement sleep, they don't not only release melatonin and proterolin, which is a tripeptide in the brain and also in the small bowel called proterolin, but they don't also generate what's called the biophotons from the base of their brain that regenerates all their organs, because you literally clone yourself when you're sleeping. So the first thing to do is don't try to do it. We can give you nutraceuticals that increase your energy level, and then your natural sleep cycles will compress and improve the quality of your sleep, so you'll need less. So if you contact me, I'll give you some nutraceuticals that will help improve your energy level during the day and improve the quality of your sleep and the melatonin release, so you'll get more done in less hours. How's that?
So the only thing that you can do to address that is to increase your energy level.
No. No, we can increase the levels of stage 4 and rapid eye movement sleep and release of the brain peptides, and I have nutraceuticals for that, and I also have anti-aging peptides too. Very advanced technology you can't find if you go to Amazon. So if you contact me, I will give you a more specific protocol, but we have things that will increase your mitochondrial and brain function during the day, and we also have things that will increase the quality of your sleep so you'll have more done in less hours. In other words, more body repair.
And then one more question. You either know the answer to this or you don't, but I've been trying to find it out. Is there any aspect of the health care legislation that's going to be entertained in Congress this week? My understanding is that they were going to be discussing health care legislation in Congress this week, but I haven't gotten a bill number or a bill title from
anyone. Do you know what the bill was regarding? Perhaps what you want to do is you want to research it. I will research as well. There was a bill that tried to pass through the Senate a few weeks ago called the Dark Bill to try to suppress state legislation over notification of genetically modified foods, which was only defeated by one vote. So monsters like Mitch McConnell and others were actually in there trying to push the Dark Bill, which is pretty damned evil. There's no other word for it. It's not just disinformation, it's evil. So yeah, I'll research it, and you can call back to the show, and we'll have answers for you, perhaps tomorrow.
Okay, thank you. It's lovely talking to you.
Take care. And, Hartley, let's get rocking and rolling. We have lots of time here, less commercial time than on my previous Genesis show. Lots of issues. The New York primary, we'll be talking with Roger Stone in the first hour on Friday, which is 12 noon Central Time. What are the main stories today?
Well, I think the most important is that Obama has made a decision by going to Saudi Arabia to make himself more impeachable than before.
Right.
That has to do with the 28 pages, and we can get to that.
Yes.
Also, the policy of the administration, besides supporting Saudi-financed terrorists,
right,
is continuing this drive to move weapon systems and U.S. troops to the border of Russia. General Breedlove, the outgoing commander of U.S. Army forces in Europe, has called for the deployment of U.S. forces in Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and now Lithuania and Poland have requested the deployment of nuclear weapons to their territory, which is a completely insane proposal, but it's one that the U.S. and NATO will take up.
Right.
We have the war threat escalating, and then I don't remember whether we had this last week or not when we did the program. I think it actually happened while the program was going on. But the
right.
FDIC and the Federal Reserve had released these reports on the in compliance with the fraudulent Dodd-Frank bill, the so-called living will policy that banks have to show that they can self-fund in the case of a collapse. And the five of the leading banks in the United States flunked. That is, their living will test showed that they could not protect themselves in the case of an implosion. And also, those are Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, State Street Bank, and BONY Mellon, Bank of New York Mellon. Also, Goldman Sachs flunked the FDIC test, but not the Fed. Not surprisingly, since the Fed is made up of so many Goldman alumni.
Yeah.
And Morgan Stanley flunked the Fed, but not the FDIC. Citigroup, which had flunked the stress tests, was passed with reservations and shortcomings. And then four foreign banks were mentioned in this regard. Barclays, Deutsche Bank, UBS, and Credit Suisse. That's like a criminal lineup of those four. Now, what's important about this is that what this means is that the provisions that were set up as the so-called new regulatory regime after 2008 have been unmet, even though these regulatory regimes are completely sympathetic to the banks, soft on the banks, allow them to do pretty much everything they did before, only bigger.
Right.
But they had a few provisions, like capital requirements and so on.
Right.
They fail on the few provisions that were there.
Right. So, in other words, a follow-up to the movie, The Big Short, you could actually write the script that even the weak regulations that they provided as a cover-up that they're going to do something, they had a kind of a dialogue for about 2 minutes near the end of the movie, The Big Short, which I thought was one of the most important movies of to see, that they didn't even follow these. That's disgusting.
Well, the follow-up movie will be called Lose Your Shorts.
You're also a comedian. Lose all your shorts. Yeah, this bubble, by the way, is the biggest bubble in human history. And it's many hundreds of times bigger than the bubble with the housing bubble. And when it goes, it will cause a worldwide, not a recession, but a worldwide depression, which always, by the way, precedes war. Which is why a war footing from, who was the name of that actor, Slim Pickens, who rolled the nuclear bomb to the ground in that movie, Dr. Strangelove? Why don't we change General Breedlove to General Strangelove?
Yeah, or Breed Hate.
Because these people are crazy.
You know, let me just stick with this bank thing for a second, because here's the other important factor. Dodd-Frank set up these provisions to basically cover up the fact that the banks are bankrupt and to allow them to not only continue to function but get bailed out by the Federal Reserve, which should be shut down, and protected by the government in case of an implosion, it will be another bailout. There are no consequences for the banks failing these tests. In other words, there's no one, the banks are not being told, you must do this, you must fire this guy, you must cut back this area. They're basically left to do their own changes for the test next year.
Right.
Now, between now and next April 2017, something will happen in the banking system. There's no question whether it's a derivative collapse or the failure of banks to meet paper they're trading with each other, the face value. Something will happen. These banks are not prepared for it. They did not do what they're mandated to do under Dodd-Frank, but there's no consequence. There's no punishment.
Right.
Which means everything is set up for a bigger bailout the next time around.
They can't bail it out, though. There's no bailing unless they bail in your money. And even all the money, if they took all of the savings of everybody on Earth, they would be hundreds of times short to even bail. Everybody's wealth on the whole planet wouldn't be enough to bail us out.
But what they're probably going to do is go with a hyperinflationary regime, which is what would happen, which would allow the banks to pay off their debt with cheap money, but would force most of the rest of us into a situation of starving or going out and stealing food from somewhere.
Oh, my. Yeah, in other words, this would make the Great Depression look like a garden party.
Well, in a manner of speaking, it would. And so, and the other thing that should just be noted is the average person is not prepared for this.
No.
And even if you have savings sitting under your mattress or in your closet or in the backyard, there's no guarantee that the dollar will survive. There's no guarantee that gold will be allowed to be exchanged. So what people think of as hedges don't exist. The only hedge you have is if we throw that bum Obama out and force the Congress to put the Federal Reserve into bankruptcy, put the too-big-to-fail banks into bankruptcy reorganization, and separate commercial and investment banking through a new Glass-Steagall. I just want to tell you one thing interesting on this. I've been having, as you might know, ongoing debates with people in the Federal Reserve system, some bank presidents, some top international economists, on the question of Glass-Steagall or not. And in the U.S., a lot of them say, yeah, we should have it, but it'll never happen because of Obama. In other words, they don't want the fight with Obama. But in Europe, there are bills in the Italian legislature, the Austrian parliament, the European parliament. But what's happened in the last month that, I've been directly involved with is that we now have the leading banks, the regional and local banks in Germany and Austria. They're called Sparkassen, which means savings banks. They're now, the Austrian one is now calling for Glass-Steagall. The German one hasn't done that yet, but they're talking about it. And then one of the world's leading economists, a man named William White, who's the former chief economist for the Bank for International Settlements, said that he's now concluded we do need Glass-Steagall, but it must be international, not just in the United States.
Of course not. That's why that's why we have the faux attempt by Obama to say you're going to control international taxation, etc. They don't plan on doing anything. In fact, they want to put a layer with the court that would accompany the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships would really put them beyond the court system of America or per purview of a Congress, a Senate, or a future president to even stop chicanery from happening. Obama's actually part of the problem because he's putting a layer with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic so-called treaties that try to ram through before the next president that would actually make it impossible to fix the problem.
I mentioned that William White is one of the best economists in the world. The best economist in the world is Lyndon LaRouche, who's been calling for Glass-Steagall for a while. What LaRouche said in the combination of the discussion of Glass-Steagall becoming front page and the revelation of the 28 pages on 60 Minutes, that is the fact that the Saudis are the leading funders of terrorism. And where is Barack Obama today? He's in Saudi Arabia. Even now, though 10 days ago, 60 Minutes covered the story fairly adequately that both Bush and Obama have deliberately covered up the evidence of Saudi involvement in terrorism.
Yeah, but we need to go a little further than that, and I'm going to do this right now. The Saudis and the Israelis, and we're going to talk about this in Hour 3 with Mark Gaffney. We have some FBI documents we're going to talk about that are going to blow the lid off this. The Saudis and Israelis are actually acting as the trigger fingers for the CIA. And the CIA did 9/11 with the FBI, with the collusion of the Israelis, Mossad nuclear division. And we need to understand that what's basically Academy, which is otherwise known as Blackwater Security, the Israeli Mossad and the CIA trained ISIS and ISIL in a town north of Amman, Jordan in 2011. That's a fact. It's not disputable. Even the King of Jordan is saying he's freaked out by what's going on because he knows Jordan will fall by the advance of ISIS and ISIL. And if it wasn't for Russian intervention, that would have already happened. What's going on now is beyond consciousness. And they want a Middle Eastern war, which will become thermonuclear and involve America with Russia and China. And that's why the war footing of our maniac government, including Obama and this General Breedlove, who actually wants to put a war footing to actually challenge the Russians to a nuclear duel. This is craziness.
Well, now let's take it one step further, because the other thing that's happened is that there have been court cases, because it's indisputable that the Saudis provided funds for some of the alleged hijackers.
Oh, of course. But you remember, they're working in collaboration. Behind the scenes, it's like the drug trade, and even Mike Rupert talked about this.
Look, I know that, but I want to make let me get to this point, because this is where the impeachment comes in. It's known by Obama, by the FBI, by the Bush administration, that international terrorism, whether it's in Paris or Brussels or on the World Trade Center, there's a Saudi hand in it, and as well an Israeli hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, the important thing is that there was a bill introduced called JASTA, the Justice for... It's basically for lifting sovereign immunity from people in governments that fund terrorism.
Right.
And this was aimed at the fact that the U.S. courts have repeatedly left the Saudis, let them off the hook, arguing that they have sovereign immunity.
Yeah,
now,
right.
the JASTA bill basically says that if you can prove that there was an involvement of a country, they do not deserve sovereign immunity in the court system, and they must be forced to pay up and brought to trial.
Now, well, there's all kinds of families that actually are trying to file against the Saudi Arabian government, and
right.
It's been blocked by the federal government. The federal government knows these 28 pages, which are, by the way, part of a spin report, because they want to spin it that it's just people like Anwar al-Awlaki and others that are just, let me finish, that are just spinning this. So it's only independent, not elements, not supported by the Saudi government and King Salman. No, no. These maniacs know damn well in the federal government they're actually blocking lawsuits against the Saudi government, and they should also be suing the Israeli government, Mossad, because they were involved in 9/11 killing over 3,000 Americans. And it would have been a lot more, by the way, if there weren't messages out to Odigo, the messaging company, and others, so there was only 3,000 killed rather than 20,000 or more.
Now, let's go back to JASTA, because I want to just keep people focused for a couple minutes on this specific point. The JASTA bill would allow the Saudis to be hauled in front of a court, and in the same way O.J. Simpson was acquitted of the murder but was then forced to pay
right.
because it was clear he was guilty,
right.
the Saudis could be brought to court. The bill was introduced by a broad spectrum, including John Cornyn, a conservative Republican from Texas, and Chuck Schumer, the liberal Democrat from New York. It was one of the people who introduced it was Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, what
right.
happened is that the Obama administration was lobbying against that bill, and it led one of the lawyers for the family members to say, Americans should be quite angry that our government puts the well-being of Saudi billionaires ahead of American victims of 9/11.
Right.
Now, to go even further then, Lindsey Graham has now withdrawn the bill because he said he's worried about the implications of what happens if the Saudis think we've turned against them. And what he is referring to is the Saudi foreign minister came to Washington last week and said if this bill goes through, the Saudis will withdraw $750 billion of treasury notes that they're holding. They'll sell
right.
them
in
off.
In other words, the 28 pages is like Damocles' sword hanging over the world economy. Right?
President who's capitulating to those threats.
Right. Capitulation to the Damocles sword of the threat of pulling the world economy down because they are finally exposed. But remember, it shouldn't just expose Saudi Arabia. It should expose the Mossad and overall, even more importantly, the CIA involvement.
And falling fast, Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Hey folks, Life Change T here, reminding you that colds and flus suck. Feeling lousy sucks, and allergies really can be annoying. What if you could change that? What if you could drink something that changed the sick and tired scenario? Well, you can change how you feel with a little help from Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a drink you make, you control, and you drink. There are 8 organic herbs that blend together and give you what you need to fight the flus and colds of this world. Less sickness is more relief. Life Change Tea can help with high blood pressure, constipation, high cholesterol, and much, much more. Just by drinking the tea. Read the numerous testimonies at GetTheTea.com. If you're tired of feeling lousy, order right now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. If you've heard this commercial more than once, and someone's trying to tell you something, it's time to get well. GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. So, Harley, you know, people don't understand the urgency of the situation. We can't withstand having even 6 more months of Obama. This guy is so dangerous, and the policies that are going on are so crazy. And the fact that he's in Saudi Arabia, he's trying to capitulate to the Saudis because they don't want this 28 pages to come out. Now, when 60 Minutes brought out the 28 pages and they had a number of people, they're trying to dance around the issue because they want to blame it on Anwar al-Awlaki and independent Saudis and so on. And you know the Saudi government didn't involve. They're trying to spin it. But the fact is, even this spun report that was the last chapter in the 9/11 Commission report, they hit it. Because they knew people would ask more questions, and they realized if they would start digging that the CIA, the Mossad, in fact, in the third hour, I have FBI documents that we're going to release today. They're going to blow this right off the ceiling. Okay, people need to understand that the Mossad, the CIA, and the Saudi Arabians were directly and integrally involved in 9/11 and all the terrorism, including the arming and technologies given to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Al-Nusra and so on. This whole thing is scamtastic. It's so damned evil, it's hard to conceive of it. It's the one of the most evil things in history, and they're trying to literally promulgate World War III. And the Russians are begging us not to do it. They're begging us, saying the only reason why Putin is not doing it is the man is, number one, a Christian. Number two, although he's a dictator, he's got some statesmanship and he's actually reasonable, believe it or not.
And let's be specific on this. I don't think Saudi Arabia is running the thing. Saudi Arabia...
No, they're just a part of it. They've been
a puppet of the British and CIA networks. And the CIA
exactly.
Is Wall Street, City of London.
Exactly.
They've been a puppet of those networks since the British put the Saud family in charge of the Arabian Peninsula.
That's why I refer to London as Londonistan, because the Wahhabism did not originate in Saudi Arabia or the Middle East. It originated in London in the 1920s. People need to grasp that this is history. This is not open to dispute. The fact is... Go ahead.
The other point we have to make is that this was Bush's policy. It was the policy given to Bush by the people like John Brennan, Cheney, Wolfowitz, the neocons.
And Heidi Cruz.
Whether Bush
believed
it or not.
Heidi Cruz as well. Heidi Cruz, too. Remember, we don't want to leave her out. She deserves her credit.
Yep. So Bush was the one who originally decided to classify the 28 pages. And then Obama, after promising on several occasions to family members of the victims of 9/11 that he would review it and release it, he's stonewalled for 7.5 years.
Right.
Now, after the 60 Minutes show, a spokesman for the Obama National Security Agency said, well, we're reviewing it and we'll probably release it in 1 to 2 months. Now, you mean in 7.5 years they haven't done a thorough review? They don't want it out there. Now, Ben Rhodes, who's one of the flunkies of Valerie Jarrett, who's one of the controllers of Obama, Valerie Jarrett, the British-connected...
Handler, it would be a better term, handler.
Bengali for Obama.
Yes. Right.
Ben Rhodes was interviewed by Axelrod, who was trying to do cover for Obama, But he asked him, did the administration not know of the Saudi role? And Rhodes had to admit they did know. He also admitted that there is that they should have done this review already.
Oh, yeah.
And then he said, well, that we hope it will be done soon. Now, what all this shows is the complicity at the top of the government in both parties.
Right.
With
both.
This Wall Street,
both.
City of London financial crowd.
Right.
To fund and promote terrorism.
Right.
As a geopolitical tool against nation states, including against our own country.
Right.
That's what the story is here. So that's why this Obama policy of continuing to go along with the Saudis and give them a free hand is an act of treason against the United States and is impeachable.
And by the way, this extends to Reince Priebus of the Republican National Committee. It includes Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate. That said he can work with Hillary because she'll keep a lid on this 28 pages. That's why they're fearful. One of the many reasons why they're terrified of Donald Trump is because if Trump gets wind of this.
Keep the focus on Obama now because we can take
right.
care
he's
of all
key.
These other things.
If you pull him out, he's the cornerstone of this mess.
He's the lead duck, as they say.
Yeah, the big quacking duck. And if by the way, we impeach him on these grounds and actually find the truth, people are going to realize that there's a lot of what we call false flag terrorism. And you remember my dipping into this mess was being the exit examiner of the Oklahoma City Special Op forensic team for the demolition of the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. I know that our government collaborates with East German Stasi and others. I know our government does terrorism and kill its citizens. I know that this is not open to dispute. They have literally promulgated terrorism to kill Christians in the Middle East and create war for their own purpose.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You gotta let me go.
Killed me, you might believe. So the people say, how can you know all these things and still be breathing? It's because I release it, because I tell the truth that I'm still alive. It's not because of the alternative trying to hide. So anybody out there, if you do know and you're in some kind of secure agency and I have lots of contacts, come clean, tell the truth, because what's going on is going to end at the rate we're going. It's going to end life on this planet if we don't stop it. Harley, let's continue, please.
Well, I think the other point that has to be made now is that with all the history that you know and I know, and actually a lot of people know this in terms of Libya,
right,
the U.S. role, and going back to the original Bush administration when he pretty much took over for Reagan on the Afghan war with Russia, where that's when the Saudis and the CIA collaborated through bin Laden money and other forces to put together the original Mujahideen terrorist forces.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of history there, but here's something.
Yeah, and by the way, that Mujahideen included a man by the name of Tim Osman, otherwise known as Osama bin Laden, who was in real fire, and it was reported in the French newspapers, August before 9/11, he was in terminal renal failure at the time in Qatar, at a U.S., a American hospital there, and took over the entire renal dialysis floor, and it was visited by the CIA because he's one of their operatives. So if you have to start kind of teasing through the fact that 9/11 was an inside job by our government, by the CIA, by Mossad, and by the Saudis, but they were just the trigger fingers on the hand of the CIA and the British intelligence that goes right back to Londonistan, I call it.
Well, and my point is there's a lot of history that we could go through, but I want to focus on something that's happening at this moment, which is that the Obama administration is supporting the so-called Saudi-backed opposition, which has left Geneva. They're not participating in the talks. This is the group, the HNC.
Right.
I think it's the High National Command or something like that.
Right.
But it's the so-called moderate rebels who are under the control of the Saudis and funded by the Saudis. There's something like 48 so-called opposition groups that signed the Geneva Agreement and are working with Russia and the United States to have a ceasefire in Syria.
Right.
This High National Council is not doing it. They're backed by the Saudis. What they're saying is that until Assad is gone, in other words, regime change, they're not going to come to the negotiating table. Now, while Obama has John Kerry negotiating with the Russians on the ceasefire and on a peaceful resolution to Syria, Obama at the same time is meeting with the Saudis, whose opposition forces are saying no agreement, no peace.
Yeah.
At the same time, the CIA now is preparing a new shipment of weapons. This is not Libya in 2010 or 2009. This is in Turkey and Syria today,
right.
April 20th, 2016.
Right.
They're planning to deliver millions of dollars of heavy equipment and weapons.
Yeah.
Which will start up again the fighting, which
right.
will mean more people in Syria killed and will put at risk U.S. forces or U.S.-backed forces shooting down Russian or Syrian planes, which will lead to not only an escalation, but probably a Russian retaliation that will not be something that will be tit for tat. It will be asymmetric.
Let me tell you what the asymmetric attack will be. Russia's asymmetric attack will be, number one, they will put up the S-400 system, not the S-300, which they delivered this last week to Iran. And they're building the S-500 system, by the way. They're testing it now. They're about to release it in Russia in the next 2 months. They will, number two, if things get beyond the pale, they'll hit America with an EMP weapon and knock us out.
Well,
now,
the
people
point
think,
is,
in other words, the Russians don't want to engage us with a nuclear war. They're not prepared to have a conventional war with us, and they will go nuclear, and they can neutralize our Navy and our Air Force and our space-based weapon systems. We have theater air defense, which is basically hardened titanium alloy bullets, a missile to hit a missile. Very ineffective. When I talked to the guy at Missile Defense Command, because I was one of their presidential-level security-cleared doctors taking care of their employees, and they come to me to find out not only compare notes, because they're highly compartmentalized, and they'd freak out when I tell them what the other guys are doing inside these compartmentalized areas of Space Command and Missile Defense Command and so on. And they're trying to develop this what's called interferometry field by putting nanoparticles in the upper atmosphere. And this is above the chemtrails, so they can knock out the guidance systems for missile systems when they go through the upper troposphere at 80,000 to 73,000 feet. The THAAD system, I asked the guy at Missile Defense, says, how long will it take before the system is fully operational and will knock out 100% of the missiles? He said it'll take to 2045, and $76 trillion is what we estimate. I said, so what you're doing, you're selling a black hole, a supermassive financial black hole, that you're telling people they've got missile defense when they don't. You're going to then challenge countries and think that maybe you're going to be able to kind of one-up them, that they can't engage you in a war because you have this super space shield, when in fact you don't. That's what's scary about this.
And it's just typical that they're continuing in this direction. The administration is choosing to engage in battles that we shouldn't have and don't want.
Right.
The Russians don't want a war.
The Russians are a natural ally, and our culture will acculturate them. And by the way, the fact that they've become Christian now after 80-plus years of communism, and they've gone through being sheep-dipped by having a person like Bernie Sanders, the American Bolshevik, they've already gone through that, and they've learned. And they've also may be able to help improve our culture so that we'll stop becoming politically correct and crazy. How about we get back to the fact we need to have a real currency that's not run by the Fed Reserve? How about we need to have international trade that's not treaties that obviates and gets rid of our, it covers with a layer of courts that can't even be sued? How about we need to have international policies that collaborate with moderate Muslims to go and clean up the extreme Islam rather than supporting them with extreme weapons that kill off Christians all through the Middle East and threaten to actually start a nuclear war and start Hiraj into Europe, which is simply caused by what we're doing in the Middle East. We're causing that mess. We're causing this disaster because we want it.
Well, the point that I was getting to is that with all this commentary, there's a simple point, which is
right.
that all of this leads back to the bankruptcy of the financial system, and Obama's mandate as president is to protect the too big to fail banks, to protect the Federal Reserve System, to protect the City of London, and if necessary, put us into war to do it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's why.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's got to be removed.
Oh, yeah.
He
could do it before the summer or the fall. Before election time, we could be in a situation where Russian jets are going down because of man pads given to these maniacs. And believe me, they do not have restraint. Tayyip Erdogan, who has had the largest palace in human history built in Turkey, is literally wants to be a neo-Ottoman sultan. He wants to be the sultan. And you don't understand what's going on here, do you, people? That Europe is ready to fall to this Hiraj of Muslims created by the disaster that we're doing with the CIA and our affiliates. And NATO is buying the oil from ISIS and ISIL. And if they simply cut off the money and didn't give them weapons, all this would go away. But they won't. Amazing.
So the point is, and I bring this up quite often, where are the Republicans who should do something about this?
Yeah, exactly. The Republicans are making deals with the corrupt Democrats, like, as Donald Trump says, crooked Hillary. Because Mitch McConnell says, we can work with Hillary. We know she's so corrupt, she'll work with us. She'll suppress the 28 pages. She'll work with the London banks. We've got her, and she's got us, and we're all in this, they call this death grip, where each party has each other by the throat. It's very, very disgusting, and it's dangerous as hell. And so it's what I call the ultimate game of chicken. I call worldwide World War III chicken game is what we're playing right now.
Well, the way to stop it is to insist that the Congress go with a bill of impeachment. It only requires one congressman to introduce a bill of impeachment, and you could amplify as much as you want or just stick to the treason of the U.S. not stopping terrorists. We can prove the negative, that the U.S. is not fighting terrorism. We can also prove the positive, that the U.S. has aided and abetted the terrorist threat to the world.
Right.
And that this is Obama's watch. Bush should have been impeached, but the Democrats protected Bush for the same reason the Republicans protect Obama, for narrow partisan purposes. But the ultimate policy goals are the same. Globalization, crush the working people, destroy the middle class,
right,
and keep the funds flowing into the upper 1%.
That's why Obamacare is much more than health care. It's part of what's called the total global financial control of the population. The treaties which Obama's trying to shove through the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership make the government, the Congress, the Senate, and even the Office of the Presidency vestigial, like having an appendix. It is of no use whatsoever if these treaties go in. That's how dangerous this is. And Obama's trying
to
literally
be... That's why they do these things in secret. That's why they classify documents. There's a bill, H.R. 14, which calls for the declassification of the 28 pages, which would open a can of worms that we've been talking about with the CIA, the Saudis, and others involved in terror operations, that would start shaking official Washington to the core. And
well,
people have to call their congressmen and get them to support it. It's a bipartisan bill sponsored by Walter Jones, a Republican from North Carolina, and Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts.
How do they do that? They need to contact you and need to contact these people. So do you have numbers for these various individuals?
Well, they can contact me to get more information at 800-922-2907. That's a toll-free number. Tell them you heard it on Bill Deagle's program.
Yeah, the Nutramedical Report, still the report. And, of course, you're a regular weekly contributor because you and the Lewis Foundation are one of the primary sources of solutions to the craziness of a world that is on the precipice of becoming a galactic civilization and Tier 1 science or ending life on this planet. We're that close
to
either.
And if you want to talk to me personally, you can say it when you call, and I'll call you back. But 800-922-2907, and go to LaRouchePack.com where you can get a free daily lead by punching on the clicking on where it says Get Active. It will give you a series of options, and the one you want is free daily briefing lead, which will give you the summary of the intelligence picture that we've put together over the last 24 hours.
Exactly. Now, In the closing minutes, let's go over these last few issues. Obama outflanked. Do Americans have the courage to drive him out? They don't realize that impeachment now is essential. It's not just a option. Newly released documents detail Obama's collusion with 9/11. We talk about this now. He's willing to literally sacrifice the Americans and the world to a potential nuclear war to protect the bankers. That's how bad this is. And Russia is now building an asymmetric response. They don't want to do this, but they're testifying their Iskander missiles and other technology. And after he literally, Russia pulled everything out and said, well, we've built our naval base, we've done those things, but we're backing off to try to have some stabilization here. Obama's response is not to stabilize or to come to the table or talk to Mr. Putin. No, no. His response is, we'll send a whole pile of weapons and we're going to get you and we're going to take out Assad, even though they had the election now and Assad is now still in power. That's how crazy
this
is.
Well, Assad's party won by a landslide.
Right. And that's not enough for them.
Well, they say it's a farce. They say it doesn't really function. You know, I'll bet Syrian vote counting was better and more fair and more legal than the vote counting in New York City yesterday in the Republican and Democratic primaries, and in the whole process that's gone on that Trump is correctly calling a rigged process.
Right. Well, the danger here, Trump is, you know, he has some rough edges to him, and he has a mouth that will often speak before he thinks. But he's a real person. I call him a blue-collar billionaire. And he wants to fix America because he can fix businesses, and America is a business. But he also is a humanitarian. The guy has a big heart. You got to understand what he's going to do is he's going to ask questions, and he's a digger. This guy is a genius, okay? And you listen to his children talking about him last night with the primary in New York. People know in New York that he's a problem solver and identifier, and he's not going to necessarily have all the experience. He'll have a running mate that'll probably be a long-term, high-quality career politician that's not dirty. That's what he's looking for, okay? Whether it's inside the 17 that were running for president or outside. But what's going to happen is he's going to ask questions like, what's this 28 pages? Where does this take us? What's going on with the Fed? He's already talked about auditing. And in fact, some of his statements indicate he's got libertarian bents, but he's a populist. And he's willing to listen to people like Lyndon LaRouche and yourself and other people within the LaRouche Foundation and other people like even Bernie. Bernie raises issues, but he doesn't have solutions. Trump will have solutions. Okay? This is how scary it is. If we don't respond this election, it will be the last of the United States of America, and it will put the world on a footing that could destroy much of the world population from starvation, war, pestilence, etc. And people don't realize how close we are to this disaster.
Let me tell you what we're doing at LaRouche PAC, because we're not supporting Trump per se. We're instead supporting the program of solutions.
There isn't anybody else. Trump is the only one. And he needs to be steered, though. You know, when he makes statements like, it's the courts that are going to decide if, quote, anchor babies are real anchor babies or not. It's my feeling is the courts will say the people that were born here, even though their parents are illegal, they're Americans. Okay, they're not going to get deported. It's my feeling that you need to build a wall and stop illegal immigration, but you need a rapid immigration policy put in so people at reasonable cost can get in to immigrate here, but we have to filter them. If they don't have documents that can prove they're not Al-Qaeda or extreme Muslims and so on, or they're not drug runners, we have people that do two or three terms of service from, say, Central America, Nicaragua, and they go in their military for two terms, and then they become an American, and they work with their skill sets as part of a drug-running scheme that's working with the CIA and the FBI to bring illegal drugs in this country. And the reason why they're not taken out, because the police know who they are, is because they have the cover of the FBI and CIA. The fact
let me get to this question, though, that is really the one that I want the listeners to think about, which is that the problem has been that too many people think they have to choose between candidates who they know are imperfect. And it's led to a spectatoritis, which is...
It's diversion because, for example, the super PACs that supported Cruz directly attacked Melania by putting out this picture, not because they wanted to attack Trump. They wanted to see if he would counterpunch and be stupid and retweet a picture of Melania beside Heidi Cruz. Now, if Trump had actually slept on it, the next day talked to his wife or his daughter, they would have said, why don't you find out about Heidi? What they did, they set this up so that he wouldn't continue the dialogue and the counterpunching. If he had said, well, Heidi helped to write the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Project for the New American Century, and she's a Goldman Sachs girl, and she actually is a member of the CFR, globalist. And look at all the other connections with globalists and the connection with Ted Cruz, Lion Ted. Whoa. If he had done that, that would have been reasonable. What he did was he acted before he thought, and what he should have done was talk to his wife and daughter and get rid of his retweeting account. And if he listened to the LaRouche Foundation and had a dialogue with you guys, he would have refocused on the issues that were going to really be important. Getting rid of the Fed, getting Glass-Steagall in, closing our border. And it's not just putting in a wall. That's not going to stop the illegal heroin from coming in. It's coming in Hercules C-130 jets with our U.S. military to military bases like Aurora, Colorado, where I took care of technicians. One of them called me after hours. I had to come down and visit him at the office. 3 days after he told me this, they suicided him, my patient. They killed him for telling me this fact, okay? So I'm really, really angry. I mean, anger isn't even a strong enough word for what I feel, but people need to grasp this. We'll be back for another couple of minutes here, Harley, before we close off. Whoa, I'll tell you. We got to do or die. This is it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe.
For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, and Harley, I ranted a bit there. That's one of my defects, but I can tell you, if you're not upset out there, and again, we need a mobilized public as well as Trump in there. If a public's not mobilized and they attempt to either assassinate, Trump like they assassinated John F. Kennedy, which, by the way, it's the same parties involved, the CIA, etc. And we need a mobilized public, and how do you get mobilized? It's called that number, 800-922-2907. Get it connected. Check out LaRoussePAC.com, LaRoussePUB.com. We have links on our website. Check out the articles. I have them posted up on NutraMedical. Harley, it's your last few minutes. Go ahead.
I would just make the point that the problem with people being spectators or cheerleaders is that you're dependent on the goodwill and good intention of one person. And what we actually need is to rebuild the institution of the presidency.
Right.
And the institution of the presidency means you've got to clear out the lobbyists and the consultants and the what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex. Clean them all out. Bring in people who have only one interest, which is serving the American people.
Right.
Not their own career, not making money for J.P. Morgan Chase.
Right.
And what that means is that the average person has to step up and become a statesman.
Right.
I don't mean every person who's listening to this call is going to become a president. But we need people who are conversant with the real issues,
right,
who understand real economics, and won't be hornswoggled by some sweet-talking guy like Obama swayed the population.
Exactly, yeah. A populist liar. The liar-in-chief. I call him the lying king. How's that?
So what that means is that people have to take seriously their responsibility, starting with impeaching Obama.
Right.
Good test for the American people and for your listeners is whether you have the courage to call a congressional office, or better yet, go visit a congressional office, better yet, visit a congressional office with some friends and demand that the congressman meet with you to discuss why he or she is not acting to impeach Obama. And that's a test not just for the Congress, it's a test for the American people. If you don't have the courage and the gumption and the get up and go to do that, then who do you think will do it? You think one person can make the change?
No.
That's
agree
with
you.
That's why LaRouche is saying, don't rely on any of these guys because they all have problems. You know, Trump is an interesting case, but the important thing is where are the American people?
Right. And by the way, he needs to be advised by intelligent people like yourself and LaRouche and citizens out there. I tell people about the thing called the IQ gap. If you look at the IQ of the population as a collective and the IQ of our so-called political and other leaders, the public as a collective has an IQ of 15 to 30 points higher than the people that so-called rule over us. And they need our advice, they need our direction, they need our connections to restrain them. So when, for example, Trump makes statements...
Well, being corrupted lowers your IQ.
Exactly.
Allowing yourself to be bought and sold or blackmailed lowers your ability to think as a creative person.
Right.
And that's what's happened to our leadership. The leadership is corruptible, and when you have a satanic figure like Obama working for the satanic forces of Wall Street and the City of London,
right,
they're going to find the ways to corrupt people into passivity and allowing themselves to be subjects rather than citizens.
Right. And that process, by the way, is reading what I call the Obama is just a pimple on the absence of the geopolitical mess that's caused by the passivity of a public that won't get involved. And a Congress that won't impeach that mad monster before he leaves office, before he starts World War III, or strangulates our Congress and Senate with treaty bills that make our government vestigial. That's how bad it is.
That's why people have to act.
800-922-2907 is the number to call.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free. F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so. C-U-R-T. That's Kurt. C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundTable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.